Exclusive, Representative Drew Ferguson. Woke corporations criticize Georgia while profiteering on China's human rights abuses. By Robert Krajcik on April 14, 2021. Corporations criticizing Georgia's new election law are simultaneously profiting off of human rights abuses in China, Representative Drew Ferguson, RGA, said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Several multi-billion-dollar companies such as Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and ViacomCBS publicly criticized the Peach State's passage of an election integrity law. Georgia's corporate detractors frame the state's new voting regulation as somehow violative of equal rights. "I think you have to call out the hypocrisy of the companies," Ferguson determined. "If you're going to go in and hammer our Georgia legislature, yet continue to fly airplanes and sell sugary drinks in China given their human rights record, then I think you've got some answering to do." Companies doing business with and in China lack credibility on matters of human rights, Ferguson said. "How in the world can you come after an election law in Georgia that is actually expansive and better? Yet you're signing deals with Chinese companies making billions of dollars and they're killing an entire generation of Uyghurs," Ferguson asked. "How wrong is that? Listen. Corporate trafficking in politics may constitute a violation of C.E.O.'s and board's fiduciary obligation to prioritize the financial welfare of their shareholders," Ferguson speculated. "CEOs and corporate board members have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. And you've got to ask the question, are their actions acting in the best fiduciary way for the people that they represent? And I think the answer in many of these cases is no," he said. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.